Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Berard and companion martyrs, the first martyrs of the Franciscan order, whose relics we have in our altar here. And when Saint Francis heard that these brothers were martyred, he exclaimed with great joy, "Now I can say I have some true friars minor." And why did Saint Francis extol this act of his brothers? Because martyrdom is the ideal. It is the summit of the love of God. Remember, a few days ago I was talking about the connection between love and sacrifice and love and the gift of oneself to the beloved, whether that beloved be God or one's neighbor or one's own family and children. So in the case of martyrdom, there is nothing else to be sacrificed. One gives his entire life out of love for God, for the truth of the gospel, in witness to the faith. There is no other gift that can be given than one's own life. And for this reason, it's the summit of love. And that's why our Lord said, "Man hath no greater love than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." So martyrdom is really the ideal. And this is the reason why Saint Anthony of Padua, when he saw the relics of these martyrs returning from Africa, he decided to be transferred from the Augustinian order to the Franciscan order, because he had the ideal before his eyes. That's what he desired. But of course, the shedding of one's blood for the gospel or for Christ is not the will of God for the great majority of Christians. It wasn't the will of God for Saint Francis, even though he desired it. It wasn't the will of God for Saint Anthony of Padua, even though he desired it. But nevertheless, all Christians are called to martyrdom. That is, not the shedding of blood, but that martyrdom, as they say in Italian, a fuoco lento, by slow fire. That slow fire that purifies the soul, that slow fire that one endures by fidelity to daily duty and by the practice of heroic virtue. This is what all Christians are called to. And in fact, both require the will of a martyr, whether one is called to shed his blood for Christ or endure that slow fire. Both require the firm will of a martyr. And for this reason, the book of Revelation depicts all of the saints in heaven as holding palm branches in their hands. All of the saints, those who shed their blood and those who did not. The palm branch is the sign of victory. The sign of victory in the contest that we endure in this life. And so, may we too be victorious with all of the saints. Saint Berard and companions, pray for us.
Oh,